And there's been happening in the world of athletics, and who better to chat to than one of the champs of the sport herself, who's probably just dropping the kids off at school. See her walking with the dogs. She's a machine. She is doing great things. Tamsa, good morning.
Morning, Half. I haven't dropped them off yet, so this could all turn pear-shaped any minute.
Well, it's a nice morning to walk to school, so you're okay with that. No umbrellas required today.
No, it's good. Good for Melbourne.
It is. Oh, hey. Be nice. Be nice. Now, Tamsin, we need to talk because there's two main stories in athletics at the moment. It's the Peter Bowl one and the Morey Plant meeting that's coming up as well, which is going to be fantastic. Let's start with the positive. The Morey Plant meeting, which is coming up in Melbourne towards the end of February. We've got Fred Kerley's coming, who's the fastest man on the planet. It's going to be here in Melbourne. Rowan Browning is one of the highlight acts as well. It's a real opportunity for athletics to be on the pages of the newspaper and on the telly, Channel 7, where you'll be broadcasting for all the right reasons. How big can this be?
Look, anytime you can get the world's fastest person down to compete in Australia, that's huge. And I think people probably don't know the name Fred Kerley in Australia, like they would a Usain Bolt.
Yep.
But he is a star of our sport. He could be good over the 200 and 400 as well. So he's a triple threat. He's a brilliant athlete and he's well worth coming to watch because I think, yes, he was the fastest man by winning last year's World Championships, but he is going to be the one to watch in Paris in the Olympics next year and even the next four-year cycle. Like, he's just a phenomenal athlete. And Rowan Browning, I mean, he captured everybody's imagination at those Olympics when he won his heat and did great things. And I think he's an athlete that he's going to get better as he gets older because he's sort of matured a bit later. So I think it's a good chance for us to see how he's going as well.
And so that's great news. Is it fair to say that athletics has sort of been off the radar a little bit? It's been a bit quiet on the athletics front in the last 6 months or so?
Oh, that makes me really upset because I think last year the athletes really stepped up. You know, we had Eleanor Patterson,
yep,
and Kelsey Lee Barber win world titles. You know, our women's field eventers with Brooke Stratton breaking that Australian record of hers last year, and then you had Nina Kennedy medal at the World Championships in the pole vault. Dr. Mackenzie Little did great things in that javelin with Kelsey. Like, and then you've got Nicola Olislagers in the high jump, and she's just recently competed and opened up with a 1.98 meter. Like, we have incredible athletes, and that's just the female field eventers. Like, and you know, Ollie Hall at those Commonwealth Games. I think we did great things. I just don't think we capitalise on our stars enough and push them to the forefront in Australians' minds all the time. So people in Australia look at them at the Commonwealth Games, they look at them at Olympics, but they forget that they still exist in the periods between that, and they're still doing amazing things. I just think we need to make sure that the public see them a bit more.
Yeah, well, that's a good point. And it's probably the nature of the beast a bit, isn't it? That because it's a sport that has peaking cycles, and you can't, like a footy season or an NRL season, you can't go week to week and just go out there and compete every week and expect to be awesome because of the requirements. So that's one of the challenges, I suppose, the sport faces from a media and PR perspective, is that the cycle requires time in between where things get pretty lull.
Yeah, exactly. And that's where sometimes the athletes need to help themselves and keep themselves out there and relevant. But it's really hard because to be an elite track and field athlete, you actually have to put your head down and work your butt off in between those peaking cycles. So it's the nature of the beast, but it's one thing that maybe Athletics Australia knows that they have to keep their athletes at the forefront. And I think the Morey Plant meet's a great way of doing that because even though it's out of that, you know, the world champs are later in August this year, but it gives a chance for the Australians to be able to see those athletes and hopefully start to get to know them a little bit better because they're brilliant. They all have great backstories and they're well worth following and great role models for our kids.
Yeah, it's an interesting conversation, I reckon, this, because you're right. That, you know, July last year when we had the World Athletics Champs, they were front and centre, all those names, and they were doing great things and succeeding and everyone was talking about them. But because the sporting landscape is so congested that once you're off Broadway, it's hard to get back into the news. So we'll hopefully they get plenty of news coming up for this Morey Plant meet Thursday, February 23 at Lakeside Stadium. There'll be great interest with the fastest man on the planet being there, I reckon, just to start things, let alone the rest of the whole meet that's going to be taking place. The Peter Bowl story, Tamsin, I mean, I must admit, I saw the news come through at the time and I thought, bloody hell, I wasn't expecting this. And I don't think anyone was, but
no,
it's a huge blow, isn't it, to Australian athletics?
You know, I think what you just said then is really important to remember. Everyone was really shocked. They didn't expect it. And that that's because we all believe in Pete, and I think that we have to sit on the fence at the moment till it plays out, because it's really hard to believe that it's true. And so I think it's crossed, everyone's sitting here in the athletic world, just crossing our fingers and hoping that something, some news come through that shows that it's actually not true, it's been a bad mistake and there's been an error in the system, but we have to wait and see that one play out. But it's not, it's obviously really bad news for our sport because he's such a superstar, but he's a person who not just is big for athletics, he's big for the Sudanese community.
Yeah, yeah.
He's big for his story. There's kids that really are inspired by the way he's gone about his sport. So we need to believe that fairy tale. We need to hopefully see that it's actually legit and it's fine. There's a lot of people around him that I believe in. His coach has I've known for over 25 years, and I've spoken to his coach, and I know that he hates drugs, detests them. And so I feel like there's a lot more to play out in this story, and we're just going to hope that, you know, that maybe there's been a mistake. And until that news comes out, I think it's better to sit back and not really judge Pete too much. I think, obviously, if he is found guilty, anyone who's taken drugs needs to serve the ban, because there is no place in sport for drugs.
Yep, absolutely. Do you know when the B sample gets tested? Is there any timeline on that? Does anyone know?
To be honest, I've been working on the tennis, so I haven't really had my head in that space. But I think that it was mid-February, I think they said that the B sample was going to come out with the result. And it's really rare for that B sample to be different to what the A sample is. So, you know, I think it's one of those watch these spaces and hopefully the truth comes out.
Well, yeah. I mean, for the sake of athletics, we want it to be a different result. The chances of that happening pretty slim, as you rightly say, and that's bad for business, for Peter Boland, for athletics, and for a lot of people in the community in Australia. But it is great to chat to you for any reason, Tim, so we appreciate your time this morning. Look forward to spending some time with you through the season, hopefully.
Thanks, Harf. Appreciate you having me on.
Good stuff. Tamsin Manu, one of the best world champion, if you don't mind, Tamsin, in her own right, let alone a dominant force in the Commonwealth Games for Australia through the journey as well. Got some great stuff on Channel 7 with not only the athletics, but also, as you mentioned there, the tennis in the last couple of weeks.